guys imagine if I could hit one of those notes? Could you? I mean, this is Lauren Hope right now, and she's going to be in the book, Simply Amazing, our first book. I got to tell you something. If I could hit those notes, guys, like she does, I think waiting online at the bank or something like that, I think I just blurt out. I just start hitting notes. You know what I mean? If I wanted a deposit, I would sing it. That's just what I would do. I don't know. It must be nice to have talent like that. Speaking of talent, you know who I'm going to be speaking with? Laura Beth Ryan. Now, you guys heard me talk about Laura Beth Ryan. And she's just one of these people that has gone through challenges and has incredible talent. I mean, she's an inspirational poet. She's a writer, speaker. She's a life coach. And she's the owner of Cheerful Hearts. And if you watch anything or listen to anything that we've discussed in our interviews, you know that this is somebody who's pretty special. All she's going to do is encourage and motivate people. She's lived a tough life. It hasn't been easy, but never stopped her. I think that she'd get along with Lauren Hope, the woman that was singing that song and the one that I'm jealous of that I can't sing like. But with so many things that she does, and I'm really excited to have her as a member of our radio family here. Guys, so with no further ado, it's my honor and privilege to bring back to the program my friend, Laura Beth Ryan. Laura, what's going on, kid?
Hey, Casey. It is just a pleasure to be here. I'm just so thrilled to be a part of what you're doing. It's truly a blessing. I had really never known about you until our paths connected, and now I'm just a big fan of your show, and just so thrilled to be a part of the positivity that you're spreading into the world.
Well, if it's positive stuff that you're looking for, I mean, you know, you pretty much wrote the book on that. I mean, you know, here you are. Why don't you tell my listeners, I mean, we talked a little bit before, but, you know, sure. Life was not easy for you. You had a lot of challenges.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. I'll give a, you know, kind of a recap if you like.
Please. Yeah, just refresh. Yeah.
Sure. So, really, I it started out at 16, that my life wasn't so great. There were some situations at home. I grew up in, you know, there was a lot of good things, but there were some things going on that were dysfunctional and toxic. And I left home at the age of 16 on my own. And for a time, I was completely disowned by my family for doing that, for speaking up about some things that were not accepted or believed. So that journey, I mean, so even just think about starting at 16 years old living on your own.
Yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
You're supposed to be
with two loving parents. You're supposed to be encouraged. That's supposed to be the way it is.
Yeah. So you can imagine I had, you know, serious wounds of rejection, serious wounds of insecurity, all the things that might produce. Mm-hmm. But what I did is I kind of was determined to prove them wrong to a degree. Like I didn't go, thankfully, down a negative path. I mm-hmm. went down a positive path. And I was just kind of determined to do good. To, like, I finished high school with honors and worked two jobs to support myself. And then went on to get an early childhood education degree for children. And so my dream really was to become a kindergarten teacher. And then at the age of 18, I had a very bad car accident. I was hit from behind. Someone's going about 60 miles an hour, and boom. Oof. And that laid me up severe damage to my back. It took me about a year to recover. And so everything sort of, that was kind of my first experience with real depression.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my college scholarship. My car was totaled. I was like had no one to support me, to help me. No one came to my aid. And it was really a scary time.
So that's probably like, you know, people say you hit bottom. You know, the best thing I ever heard when I went to, actually I heard it at an AA meeting, believe it or not, mm-hmm. because I'm not mm-hmm. a big, you know, huge, I think it's great if it helps people. But somebody said, well, you know, actually it wasn't AA, it was this program. Somebody told me, they said, you reach bottom when you stop digging.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
But where you were, what else could go wrong? What else could you have lost?
Right. I lost my family. I lost my vocation. I lost a lot of my physical abilities at the time. So that was really my first experience with depression and like, how am I going to get out of this? And I had, thankfully, I had turned to God in a relationship with him, and that really gave me hope. It gave me a hope that I was going to get better, that I was going to get through this, and I did. I eventually came after about a year. I got much, much better and was completely functional except, you know, some basic things that I couldn't do. But I was highly, you know, I was completely active and functional.
Mm-hmm.
So then really all I wanted my whole life, even since I was young, was to be just to have a family. I really wanted my own family, my children, and, you know, I had this vision and dream of a happy family, in that I wanted to do, you know, use the skills that I had learned from my own children. And really it was my heart and my vocation that I was going to be a stay-at-home mom, a really, really hands-on, active homemaker
mm-hmm.
and stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing that. I married very young to my first husband at 18, or I think 19 by this point.
Well, because you wanted this dream. You wanted to be loved. You wanted you wanted what you didn't have.
For sure. For sure. I desired it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did get married and started having my family right away. And for a time, I was really living what I felt was the life of my dreams. And I was able to stay at home and do in-home daycare, and I had babies back-to-back. I ended up having 4 sons in a period of 8 years.
Hmm.
And the thing, though, is that my back was not strong, and I kept having injuries, especially to what's called your sacroiliac joint. When you're pregnant, you're very susceptible to your ligaments being loose, and because of the car accident, I had disc damage and these ligament damage. And I was young and thought I could just keep going, but each pregnancy, I kept re-injuring it and having lots of downtime where I would recover, but it took a long time, and each time I could do a little less.
Bad depression
and,
each time?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I'm sorry. What was
No, I said, was it bad depression each time when you feel this?
No, I think, you know, when I was having the kids, and until the injury that was like to the point of no return,
yeah.
I really didn't, I think I was still for the most part just so happy to be in the role that I was, and the pain wasn't fully debilitating at that time.
Wow.
It just set me back. So for the most part, I just went to physical therapy or the chiropractor, did what I had to do, rest, what have you, and then get right back going.
Didn't give you the big depression, but were you immobile? Were you up? Did it just hurt to walk around?
Yeah, it was very painful to walk. Yeah, especially towards the end of my pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
It was really tough. It was just like a constant pain, but I was still functional.
Right, and you were happy to have, you know, your kids, and
yeah.
You know, you would take that pain to have the love of these kids, and
yeah.
to have your own family, what you always wanted. So the pain was kind of secondary, right?
It was.
Okay.
It absolutely was. Until one day, I had another son at the time. He was about 3. He had injured himself, and I had to pick him up and carry him when I was about 7 or 8 months pregnant. I can't remember now, but I bent over, picked him up. He had busted his lip. He was only 2 to 3, and he needed to be carried. And I shouldn't have done it, but as a mom, you do it. And I was fine at the time. Ended up, he had had some stitches. By the time I went home, I was in so much pain. I couldn't even describe it, but I could not move. I could not get up to go to the restroom. I could not roll over. And I didn't know what I had done. And I thought, well, this is going to get better. It's going to go away. Well, it turns out that it did not get better, and the diagnosis was very grim.
Was the pain worse than childbirth? Because I heard there's nothing worse than that.
Well, I'd say it's probably like at the peak of childbirth.
Wow.
Giving birth, that's kind of the pain that just didn't go away.
Jeez.
Yeah. So it was your whole hips, so you can't sit, stand, or walk without severe pain. So I lay there flat. I had small children running around. I still hadn't given birth yet to my fourth son, and the doctors were not optimistic. There really was no cure for what I had done. I was basically given a death sentence as far as my life ever being functional and mobile again.
So they said you were going to be in this amount of pain for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Jeez.
And, you know, really worse than the pain, Casey, was everything I lost, was the ability to take care of myself, to walk, to take care of my family.
Yeah.
Wow. So the emotional pain was deeply equal as the physical pain. It all went together because there was just, I really, in a split second, my whole world flipped upside down, and I lost everything that I knew.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah.
That's why I think, guys, if you're just tuning in right now, I'm speaking with Laura Beth Ryan. Now, Laura Beth Ryan is so many things, but we're going to get into everything that she is. But she's telling a story right now, and it's quite remarkable. And I really appreciate your candor and your honesty to share this with the listeners. Guys, if you go to cheerfulhearts.com, you can get more information about this tremendous guest, Laura Beth Ryan. And Laura, we're gonna be speaking again, but I want to get back to this next time we talk. But right now, I want to kind of stop right there about that. And I thank you for that, because I know it's probably tough to talk about that. I mean, that's some pretty intense stuff. And you know, we were just kind of talking about make a statement here about the challenges that this person has gone through. So if you're looking for a life coach, or if you're looking for someone to help, this is somebody who I guarantee has had it worse than you. And it's not a contest to see who has had it worse, but this is someone who has been there, who has had this grim diagnosis, who thought she was going to live in pain for the rest of her life, and had it all the rug just, totally evaporated underneath her. So what, Laura Beth, what happens now after all these things happen, and now you decide you're going to help people, you're going to coach, you're going to do a whole bunch of these webinars. Let's talk about these positive things now that you're using your challenges and you've gone through.
Sure.
Tell me now what you're doing to help people and how they can get a hold of you.
Well, so fast forward, you know, there's about a 10-year period where much transpired, where what I do now all came from everything that I do, whether it's motivational speaking in front of groups and organizations, or my greeting card and gift line, which I have over 30 different greeting cards that truly speak to the soul, speak to wherever the person is at, as if you were saying it to somebody and wanted to encourage them, or share your love, or whatever it might be. All of that came from those 10 years of maybe somebody helping me. So one of my cards is called A True Friend. One of my prints, I have prints that you can give as gifts, hang on your wall, ready to frame. All of my poetry and all of my greeting card and Christian gift line, where it really, it's just inspirational. But there's a spiritual element. But it doesn't matter, you know, what religion you are.
Right.
These are going to speak to your soul.
Right. You don't have to be Christian, Jewish, whatever. These are all positive and inspirational things. And you get there by going to cheerfulhearts.com, right?
Yes, the store, the specialty gift shop, they can get everything there. The greeting card and gift line, there's packages, and shipping is only like I think it's $4.99 for as much as you want. So the shipping's great. The products are super high quality, premium products that are really, even the greeting cards, people say they want to frame them, and the words are like, it's like giving someone a gift, not just a card.
That's
because
awesome.
You're really moving their, you're moving their heart.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
What if
yeah.
I, what if I want to hire you to speak at my school or my company? What
sure.
do I do?
Well, there, and again, cheerfulhearts.com, there are sections for everything. So I have an impactful speaking section. I have a live your best life coaching section. And then we have the store. So there's really three aspects to what I do. But they all intertwine into inspiring, encouraging, and uplifting in mm-hmm. every way. And really, the bottom line is I want to give people, everything that I do gives people hope, spreads joy, and really helps them live a positive, powerful life.
Mm-hmm. All right, anybody out there who's listening right now, and maybe they're having trouble with something, and maybe they might need a little bit of help, how does the process go? How do they get to talk to you? Maybe they need some life coaching. Do you talk to them on the phone? What happens? Tell me how it works.
And yeah, what's so awesome about life, you know, I do life and business coaching. I have clients from, you know, whatever their struggle is, people who seem to have it all together and are very successful in their career, but they're totally overwhelmed in life because they're a mom and they're pulled in so many different directions. Or they're a dad and they're having problems with their spouse, or, you know, there's so many areas. There's people that may be struggling with weight loss. And they think, there's no way. I've tried it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a client that was a wonderful lady. And her biggest struggle, she had diabetes for years and years in her weight. And she thought, I just can't. You know, I've tried everything. Within 6 months, she could not believe it. With my coaching and my support and the tools that I offer, she completely transformed her life, and all her blood work came back to where all her numbers were reduced.
Wow.
She didn't even have it anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and, I
awesome.
Mean, there's so many stories. I mean, I'm so passionate, and I love what I do.
You can tell. You can tell in your voice. I mean, really.
It's so rewarding. Like, to go through everything I went through, all the trials, and then, like, I have 20 years of self-growth studying, like, even my 20s, because of the damage and the hurt that I had, I wanted to learn how to become a healthy person. So many people don't have an example. They don't even know what toxicity is or what boundaries are, or they have low self-esteem, or they're just hurting or depressed, and they don't know how to get to that next step. Well, because of everything I've done and my training, I mean, really fast, I get people results. Like, they get off their first conversation with me over the phone, and they'll email me back and say, oh my gosh, I was depressed. I hadn't done anything in a year, and I just was motivated to go do this, and I feel great.
Wow.
And
wow.
It's just, it makes me so happy. So it's all done over the phone. I can do it worldwide, you know, anywhere, anytime, you know, as long as we have the phone and the connection, mm-hmm. and it's done in the convenience of their own home. And it's a really safe environment where they can trust me. There's no judgment. It's all based upon really what they want to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just guide them and support them and offer tools. So many people in life, they really don't have someone behind them.
Right.
And sometimes it just takes that one person to believe in them, and
so
wow,
true.
They soar.
So true. So true. Let me ask you a question now. For the men that are listening, is it weak to ask for help, to ask for a life coach?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great question. And I do know that men in particular have kind of almost been brought up that way, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like admitting you're weak. But here's the thing. If you have all these issues, right,
mm-hmm.
isn't it, what would you say, Casey? Is it weaker to just put on a mask and a front and keep living unfulfilled and unhealthy? Or is it weaker, it's a sign of strength, because you're taking that step and you're saying, I'm going to take the next step and I'm going to better myself. Everybody around you then can live inspired through you. So it's not a sign of weakness. And it's not like counseling, where sometimes people need counseling, and the truth is, because of everything I've been through, I can do that as well. But more what I focus on as a life coach and business coach, let's look at what you're struggling with right this very minute, and then what obstacles in your way, and let's figure out together how to move forward. And you would be amazed how having accountability And it doesn't take that long. It really doesn't take that much of your time. And when you carve out that time for yourself and invest in yourself, all the pieces start falling together. You are more peaceful. You are more joyful. And you start reaching the goals and feeling good about yourself. So yes, it's really a positive thing.
It's positive. And I'll add to something that you said. And, you know, part of being an adult and part of, you know, not being a child anymore is to challenge the things that you were taught early on. So if there are guys out there that, of course, we were all taught this way. Look, I don't know what the new generation is. I don't know whatever it is, but it's not a sign of weakness to ask for help, as Laura Beth was just saying. If you need help, it's the right thing to do. So if there's any guys out there struggling with something, look, I'm telling you, look, I'm a man's man. I hold everything in and sometimes I don't really say the things that I should. I was taught that way, but, you know, of course, we work through these things and we try and challenge the things that, you know, our fathers and our fathers' fathers was brought down. So things change. But if you get a hold, if you go to cheerfulhearts.com and you get a hold of Laura Beth Ryan, and Laura, do you offer some kind of, like, how do you know that you will fit with somebody? Do you offer like a consultation on the phone or something?
Well, there's a couple things I do. I can do a really short consultation.
Mm-hmm.
So people, you know, can get a good feel real quick. But today I'm going to offer something really special. I'm going to offer a couple things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So because, you know, I so love helping people and I so appreciate your audience and the type of people that you draw in. And I believe everybody out there, they're looking for more positivity in their life, more purpose. And more passion.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to feel better and do better. And I know that. And I know I can help anybody. Really, some people think, oh, life coach or life have to be a big mess. No. This one woman, I mean, she inspires me, this person that I coach.
Mm-hmm.
And she is just, you know, she's a doctor. And she you wouldn't think someone like her and people, you know, they may have a negative connotation, like, oh, a life, but life or business coaching is all about taking that time out, investing in yourself, and really taking that time to reflect, and then everything else becomes better. And I can guarantee they're going to have more peace in their life. So what I'm going to do today, for your listeners, I'm going to offer a couple specials, right?
Okay.
So one, the first one that I'm going to offer, it's going to be limited because of my time being valuable as well. I can only offer it to 5 people. And what this is what I would do is if you were already a client, not just my intro, you know, conversation, yeah. This is a value of $149. And what it is a breakthrough strategy, rapid results session where we will really, like, they will be diving into whatever they want to dive into, and we get to the meat of things. We get right to whatever it is, and we dissect, and very quickly I'm able to point them and help them with whatever commitments they want and how they want to achieve them to just leave soaring with a lot of value. This, like I said, this is one-on-one personal or business coaching with me. And there's only 5 spots for that. And if your listeners want, they can call in actually to my number. Because I know sometimes, you know, you don't know and you want to talk to a person,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I could get that scheduled for them. I'm someone who is very available,
wow.
Wants to be connected. You're not going to get, dial this number and that number.
Right,
you're going
right,
to get
right.
me.
that's cool. But can people get through there if they go to cheerfulhearts.com? Is there a number on there? Because if I give out the number, you know, unless people are sitting down and they're concentrating and writing the number down, but if they go to cheerfulhearts.com, can they get that number to call?
They can. It is on the homepage. If they scroll down and they'll read kind of an introduction from me right on the homepage,
okay.
My number will be there.
Great. And you know what I love about your site is that you got this thing called navigation. And, you know, you got a whole bunch of things here. Like you got, okay, you can meet Laura Beth. So you find out more. You can be inspired. You got a blog. And what is Comfort for the Soul? What's that?
Comfort for the Soul is strictly a free page that I offer for people who are really hurting. You know, there's different levels of where every single person is at. That's for the person who is feeling really down. They've just been hit really hard with something. And everything that I used to go, because you really have to look for cheer. You can't, it doesn't just come to you. You have to look for it. You have to choose to get through it and choose the joy. So that Comfort for the Soul page is just strictly a free resource so that they can go. There's inspirational music to listen to. There's videos. There's scriptures. Everything, and articles and poems. So
that's,
there's all kinds of...
Really, yeah. Really cool. Now, guys, I'm speaking with Laura Beth Ryan, and you can go to cheerfulhearts.com. Of course, we have run way over here, but before I let you go, I want to know something that you have is really cool, and it looks like it's really easy to do. Now, okay. You have something that's called Cheer Mail. Is this something like, say I want to send something, you know, to my friend Virginia or, you know, something like that. So what is the Cheer Mail? What is that?
Okay, Cheer Mail, and everybody can go right on the homepage and sign up. Scroll down. It's right on the homepage for the Cheer Mail. It's free subscription, and it is another free resource that I offer. They'll get right in their inbox inspirational insights of all kinds to help them live a powerful life. You get Laura Beth Live Your Best Life tips. You'll get videos. You'll get educational blogs. Everything that's going to keep you motivated and encouraged, and it's a free resource.
Love it.
And they'll get right to their email, and they can share it with their friends or anybody they want.
Awesome. All right, so I'm lucky enough to have you on. You're going to be on again pretty soon, and I love everything that you're doing, and there's so many things that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, just quickly, just tell me about this webinar very quick, because we're way over.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to share really quickly. This is a webinar. So this is something that if you're not ready for one-on-one yet, if you're just not sure and you want to learn a little bit more about how I work and get some great benefit, this is called, this program, it's a webinar. So just like they tune in with you, Casey, It's so easy. All they got to do is a click of a button and they're on. So either they can call on the phone or they can call, or they can do it online. And so there's a couple times and dates, and they have to go to www.cheerfulhearts.com/success to sign up. And let me just give you a brief description of what they're going to get out of the class. It's the surefire A to Z to your success, charting a path for personal and professional growth. In less than 90 minutes, your listeners will learn how to create their unique, sustainable success plan for overcoming any challenges, and then have a repeatable plan for every single goal that they have. They'll walk away with powerful tools and motivation that will get them to their end line. It's fun, interactive. It's a really safe, positive environment that it can either engage or not, but it's really interactive. It's participative, and they're gonna walk away feeling like they were part of something special. The class is limited to 25 participants. Each person is going to walk away really ready to soar. So normally this particular class, it's a 90-minute class, and it's normally $299. But today, for anybody who goes and signs up, or anybody who jumps on board, the first 25 people are getting it absolutely free.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, Laura Beth Ryan, go to cheerfulhearts.com. Thank you for spending time with us. We're going to hear from you again. But thanks for everything you're doing to help people. And again, cheerfulhearts.com. Laura Beth Ryan, thank you so much for being one of the world's most amazing people.
And thank you so much for your time, Casey. And you are an amazing person, too.
Thank you. All right. Bye, Laura Beth.
Bye.
Bye. Laura Beth Ryan, everybody. What a great person. And she's doing so much to help people. How do you not like somebody like that? So, guys, plenty more WMAP, World's Most Amazing People. I need you guys to stay tuned. And don't leave me. Stay tuned.